Let us seek out some desolate shade and there weep our sad bosoms empty.
Let us rather hold fast a mortal sword and like good men bestride our downfallen birthdom. Each new morn new widows howl, new orphans cry, new sorrows strike heaven on the face that it resounds as if it felt with Scotland and yelled out like syllable of dolor.
What I believe, I'll wail. What no, believe. And what I can redress, as I shall find the time to friend, I will.
But see, who comes here?
My countryman, but yet I know him not.
My ever-gentle cousin, welcome hither!
I know him now. Good God, betimes remove the means that makes us strangers.
Sir, amen.
Stand Scotland where it did.
Alas, poor country, almost afraid to know itself. It cannot be called our mother, but our grave, where nothing but who knows nothing is once seen to smile, where sighs and groans and shrieks that rent the air are made, not marked, where violent sorrow seems a modern ecstasy. The dead man's knell is there scarce asked for who, and good men's lives expire before the flowers in their caps dying or ere they sickle.
Your relation too nice, and yet too true.
What's the newest grief?
That of an hour's age doth hiss the speaker. Each minute teems a new one.
How does my wife?
Why, well.
And all my children?
Well, too.
The tyrant has not battered at their peace.
No, they were well at peace when I did leave them.
Be not a niggard of your speech. How goes it?
When I came hither to transport the tidings which I have heavily borne, there ran a rumor of many worthy fellows that were out, which was to my belief witness the rather for that I saw the tyrant's power afoot. Now is the time of help. Your eye in Scotland would create soldiers, make our women fight to doff their dire distresses.
Be it their comfort, we are coming thither. Gracious England hath lent us good seaward and 10,000 men, an older and a better soldier none that Christendom gives out.
Would I could answer this comfort with the like. But I have words that would be howled out in the desert air where hearing should not latch them.
And what concern they? The general cause, or is it a fee grief due to some single breath?
No mind that's honest, but in it shares some woe, though the main part pertains to you alone.
If it be mine, keep it not from me. Quickly, let me have it.
Let not your ears despise my tongue forever, which shall possess them with the heaviest sound that ever yet they heard.
I guess it.
Your castle is surprised. Your wife and babes savagely slaughtered. To relate the manner whereon the quarry of these murdered deer to add the death of you.
Merciful heavens!
What, man? Ne'er pull your hat upon your brows. Give sorrow words. The grief that does not speak whispers the o'erfraught heart and bids it break.
My children, too?
Wife, children, servants, all that could be found.
And I must be from thence. My wife killed too.
I have said.
Be comforted. Let's make us medicines of our great revenge to cure this deadly grief.
He has no children! All my pretty ones. Did you say all? Oh, hell. Kite! Oh! What all my pretty children? And their dam at one fell swoop.
Dispute it like a man.
I shall do so, but I must also feel it as a man. I cannot but remember such things were that were most precious to me. Did heaven look on and would not take their part? Sinful Macduff, they were all struck for thee, naught that I am. Not for their own demerits, but for mine, fell slaughter on their souls. Heaven rest them now.
Be this the whetstone of your sword. Let grief convert to anger. Blunt not the heart, enrage it.
Oh, I could play the woman with mine eyes, and braggart with my tongue. But gentle heavens, cut short all intermission. Front to front bring now this fiend of Scotland and myself. Within my sword's length set him. If he scape, heaven forgive him, too.
This tune goes manly. Come, go we to the king. Our power is ready. Our lack is nothing but our leave. Macbeth is ripe for shaking, and the powers above put on their instruments. Receive what cheer you may. The night is long that never finds the day.